Do you remember...
you have to work for a living.
Well, duh.
You do. But
even though God provides your needs, not your wants, but he provides your needs. But it all has to work through...
He provides your wants, too, if you think about it. He said, first, seek ye the kingdom of God and the Father, and all these things shall be added unto you. All right, go
sleep. But...
Your wants will be added onto you after you seek.
There's rules that one must abide by in order to get your wants. God, your father, let's just say your biological father, just because you want a new car when you turn 16 because you have your driver's license, doesn't mean that your daddy is going to give you a new car because you have no clue on how to maintain that car, how to, you know, be a responsible driver. And your father loves you so much that he's not going to allow his son to drive 100 miles an hour and wrap himself around a tree. Thus, God is not going to always give you what you want because you are not responsible and you have no clue.
You have to show responsibility and the initiative.
And that's where you become a good steward of all the things that God gives you.
Now you got it. You had it before.
I had it before. I just think there are stipulations to, and people go, oh, pray for what you want and God will give it to you. No, it don't work that way. People just take that little piece out of the Bible and say, yeah, the little scripture and say, you know, pray and you shall receive. No, that's not how it works. You have to be a good child. You have to be, you know, one of God's, not favorite, but one of God's, you know, the good kid. You have to be responsible, and you have to do your chores, and you have to, you know, obey the laws of both nature and Bible and that kind of thing. Because God's not just going to hand you, you know, I want $1 million. You can't handle the money you get from a 9-to-5 job because you're doing drugs, or you're drinking, or you're gambling, or you're carousing, right, or, you know, you're spending money on new clothes constantly. God's not going to give you $1 million.
But those are reasonable things.
Yeah, but God's not going to let you allow to win the lottery if you're going to snort it all away, or you're going to gamble it all away, you know. And then you think, there was that one boo that I listened to about, it was from... Gwen, I can't even, it won't even come out in my mouth, Shannon, she said she believes in the, or Sharon, I can't remember, in the paranormal, and as a Christian, it goes against, because you're not supposed to believe in the paranormal, because you open doors to kakui, to bad.
See, here's another thing that's misunderstood. That's part of the gifts of the church.
And if you believe in that. If that's your church.
Here it is. They're the gifts of the church, and one of them is called the discernment of spirits.
That's the gifts that when you accept Jesus Christ, you get those from the Holy Spirit. Those are the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Exactly. But here, you are to see the devil before he arrives. And know who he is. That's a gift from the Holy Spirit, yeah.
The discernment of spirits.
Mm-hmm. But it's part of the church.
And it's not anything that you're supposed to mess around with.
Well,
and
you don't flaunt with it.
Okay, take that into a what is the,
you use it in a prudent fashion.
What is the secular world? Take that into the secular world. See, that's a term I remember from listening and being. Take the paranormal and take that part. People that say, you know, oh, I can see spirits. Ooh, you should wield your powers for the powers of good and not for, you know, financial gain.
You have
and
to
being
understand
like
what you do hunters with them. I can give a person a toolkit, but if they don't know how to use the tools, they're not going to be able to use them properly.
And then it goes back to, you're supposed to be in a church surrounded by like-minded people.
So that they can teach you.
Teach you and to keep you from falling flat on your face or for bad things to happen. And then when you sin, you're supposed to go back to those people and ask for forgiveness and guide them.
One to another.
And blah, blah, blah. And that's one thing I didn't believe in Catholicism is going to a priest. And that's why I got into so much trouble in school. Is because, you know, if God is everywhere, then I can be on the crepper and be praying to God while I'm taking care of my, you know...
business.
Yeah. And, oh my God, you know, that's when I got in so much trouble, you know, and...
Yeah, but that's the truth.
If God is everywhere, then I can pray at any given
that
moment.
That chooses to be your prayer closet at that particular given moment.
Right, and that's another thing, too, is that's your prayer closet... You know, your prayer closet. What is that? You know,
it's a private room. It could be your living room. It could be your office. It could be your bathroom. The basement. It doesn't matter.
Yes,
it's your private space where you can talk to God. And he says to pray in private.
Yeah.
He doesn't say to pray openly. And he will reward you openly. But as he pointed out, don't be like these Pharisees and Sadducees praying with these long-winded prayers in the open in front of men, because they truly have their glory right there. They want to be seen of men. Okay, they were. So now God's not going to reward them with anything.
Wouldn't that be considered part of vanity?
Yes.
Because you're wanting the glory and recognition from others.
Yes.
As opposed
to... But it belongs to God.
Yes. And see, there's a rule. If you don't abide by that rule, you might not get what you want.
Now, you can pray openly with a group of people.
You know, and when you go to church...
Our common cause.
Right. Okay, what is it? The power of prayer, the answer to prayer is... Where two or more are gathered in our name, in my name, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, because for some reason, you know, the smoke signal reaches higher than if you're doing it more, you know, in a group versus one smoke signal.
Well, he did send the apostles out two by two.
In case one gets hit by a rock, then there's another one that's a witness.
Yeah, that's funny. But
we don't want none of your kind here.
The reason he did that was to keep them from becoming vain within themselves.
So one can keep the other one in check.
Yes.
You can keep each other in check.
It takes more than two. It takes two or more to really perform miracles and healing of any value.
Does it bother you that I don't believe the same things you do?
No.
Does it bother you? It doesn't bother you that I'm actually losing my...
You're not.
My faith?
I think you just lost in time. You lost in space. And eventually, you will come to a moment of what drunks call a moment
of clarity. You know, the other thing is in Gwen's boo, she was talking about, she's actually heard, you know, or experienced entities. And I was thinking that, you know, you can, my experience with my motorcycle accident and actually hearing what I thought might be God or somebody,
mm-hmm.
could have been merely myself, my other self, my
the subconscious.
Coming forward and going, it'll be all right. It's gonna hurt like, you know, a son of a bitch, but you'll be fine. Just don't do, you know. And I was thinking, yeah, to a person who doesn't believe. It could have just been my unconscious, my subconscious coming forward. And then, if that's the case, imagine all that untapped stuff in your brain that actually, you know...
Well, scientists say we only use 10% to a third of our brain.
And people, you know, the experience of, you know, audibly hearing what I perceive as God. And then I thought, I want to hear God...
Audibly?
Yes. Not through my own sounding system, but a different voice and go, what? What? Oh, now I'm crazy. Now I'm hearing voices. I can't tell anybody because then they're going to lock me up if I say I hear voices. And then you become a martyr for God. Wow, what a wonderful way to go. No, how painful. Why would anybody choose that? Yeah, but why would anybody choose that kind of life? Why would somebody say, yes, I want to be a martyr for God? knowing the outcome.